Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Redmen TV and your latest edition of Expert Insight. My name is Dan Clubb, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined once again by the brilliant Price of Football podcast host, Kieran Maguire. Kieran, how are you doing? You okay?
All good. It's nice to be on a show which doesn't involve a club in a crisis. I've spent the last week dealing with Scunthorpe and Reading and Southend and a few others. So I'm looking forward to this. This is a fun day out for me.
Yeah, I can imagine. A club in the opposite of a crisis, actually, right now, really, in many senses. I think what we're going to discuss actually puts us in ruder financial health, if that is a term that is allowed to be used. But yeah, I mean, you mentioned the Scunthorpe stuff there. I've seen a little bit of Sheffield Wednesday unrest as well this morning. Maybe not necessarily financial as such, but it's a bit of a mess. Anyway, but yeah, Liverpool definitely are the mess, on the field or off the field, as it turns out right now. And like I say, that's been given a boost, I think it's fair to say. By news that Dynasty Equity have got a minority investment in the football club. They've gained, I think it's a single figure percentage share of FSG's stake in Liverpool. The figures we are led to believe are between the $100 million to $200 million mark. That's quite a wide ranging sum of money, of course. I guess the place to start with, Kieran, Liverpool were looking for investment for nigh on 12 months. It was announced sort of last November time, so we're getting towards the 12-month mark. This, of course, has brought an end to that search for investment. Have you been surprised at all by the source of investment, given it's a private equity fund, obviously the firm America, New York based? Has that shocked you, or is that quite par for the course, if you like?
I think given FSG's background, it's no surprise that they've gone for another American investor, an organization which probably aligns to FSG's position with regards to sport, i.e. they're not football fans. They are very good at running businesses, and their view is that you can do both at the same time. The success of Liverpool has increased the demand for people to get to Anfield to see the team, and FSG, to a certain extent, have delivered that with the ongoing stadium expansion. FSG don't like to borrow a lot of money in an ideal world, especially with interest rates high. So this is a way of giving away a slice of Liverpool to somebody else, but with the view that FSG have now got, let's say that they end up with 90%, but it's 90% of a bigger cake than 100% of a smaller one. So they feel that overall they're probably in a better position, as will be the finances of the club going forwards.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's a sort of a win-win for all parties. And when I did a little bit of digging into exactly who this group of people were, I seen one of the first six advisors they appointed was actually on the board of FSG as well. I think he was the vice chair of FSG for a while. So, yeah, wheels are in wheels. Kind of makes a lot of sense when you dig a little bit deeper into it, of course. In terms of the cash then, we've seen sort of wide-ranging figures speculated, but The reasoning behind the search for investment has kind of been outlined in quite clear sense. It was on the Anfield expansion to cover some of the cost of the summer transfers, a little bit of the cost from COVID still, I imagine, sort of loans taken out at that time where every football club was having to do so, of course, and buying back Melwood, which, of course, Liverpool's women have now gone into, and they're using that as their training base. Is is this type of mechanism to cover costs in that sense? Is that quite common practice? And I guess, do the figures therefore make sense? And is this a bit of a smart play from FSG then? Because they might have been paying out high interest on a lot of these loans, and they might have been sort of covering their own costs for a long period of time. But this now, decent influx of money, can pay off this in one go.
Yeah, I think what you normally try to do in business is that you try to align spending with borrowings or spending with funding. So what we have here is that we've got some significant infrastructure costs at Liverpool. They're going to benefit the club on a long-term basis. So if you're looking for long-term funding, and you've got two options, you can borrow from a bank ultimately, but you're going to have to pay interest, or you can give money to, you can attract fresh investment in the form of fresh shareholders. They see the benefits straight away because they will see the reduced interest costs that will flow through to higher profits. That increases the value of the business. You've got higher income streams on the back of this as well with an expanded Anfield. And it's a logical thing to do. What you don't like to see is people borrowing just to shore up the short-term position, you know. And you know, I appreciate this is a Liverpool podcast. Even as Liverpool fans, you don't want to see Everton suffer, you know, because you can't have rivalries without rivals. Mm-hmm. And the position that they're in, where they're effectively having to take short-term borrowings to pay the wages, to pay the next set of transfer installments and so on, that's how you wouldn't normally advise it. So Liverpool, very, very canny FSG. They're very forensic in their approach to the finances. And I think I understand sometimes that, you know, fans of a moan because the club isn't necessarily where they want it to be. And everybody's saying, unless you're top of the league, it's not where I want it to be. But they are very, very savvy from a business point of view. That comes at a cost because you end up alienating the hardcore fan base. You don't necessarily align with the values. Or, you know, I work in the city of Liverpool, you know, and I talk to people in my corridor who are, you know, half a red, half a blue, as you know yourself, Dan. Mm. And they say, we tolerate FSG because we know that they're smart, but there's been too many times when Project Big Picture, Super League, trying to effectively claim the crest of Liverpool as a copyright. Yeah, these things, they're just slightly uneasy things. Mm-hmm. But they're still smart businessmen. And we've seen what happens when non-smart businessmen take over football clubs, and we don't want to be there.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And they have definitely made missteps along the way. But I think it's fair to say, and I don't think I'd be in the minority with this, I imagine most people have the belief they've made more smart decisions than bad ones. And yeah, a part of their success has been getting the very best in class on board in every department, essentially. And I wonder whether they've done this time around as well, because in terms of Dynasty Equity then, like, I touched upon it earlier, they are very much in their infancy as a company, as a corporation, as an entity, I guess, because they only really formed in 2022. But this is definitely their flagship investment to date. Is this a sign from them, a bit of a statement of intent in terms of what they want to be? And also, I guess, what can you tell us about the sort of personnel behind it? Because having done a little bit of looking, I don't know this world as well as you do, of course, they seem like very intelligent businessmen.
Yeah, if I'd set up a new business and I want to make a statement, then you align yourself with one of the biggest brands in the industry. And that's what they've done. You know, so everybody say, you know, that everybody's now talking about them, because if it was, you know, if it was Huddersfield that they bought outright, if it was Barnsley or another club, and that's no disrespect, those are great clubs, and they represent their towns extremely well, it wouldn't be spoken about on NBC. It wouldn't be.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Spoken about all over the world in the way that we have seen the reaction. It'll be in the Financial Times, it'll be in the Wall Street Journal, and it gives Dynasty a chance to raise their profile. It gives them broadly as a private equity organization, the ability to go to people that it wants to manage their wealth and say, look, already with Liverpool, you can't get better than that, can you? So the people involved, they're smart cookies. They're good at what they do.